Lord, just commit this time to you.
Thanks, man. Oh, my heart, Lord's got it, though. Well, what's up, guys? What a privilege it is to share again. And you guys know the role. You guys heard me preach several times. So before I start, I'm just going to ask that we at all just come together and pray, because I know one thing. I know how weak I am, and if God don't show up, ain't nothing going to happen tonight. So I'm just going to ask that if there's anything that could be holding you back, like you're tired, or just pray to God that He would just quicken your mind with energy. If there's any distraction in your heart or your mind, you just pray against it. Just pray against it, because the enemy is going to want to try to steal the seed out of your heart, out of your mind tonight. I know the Lord's going to speak. I know that He's given me a message, but I need you guys to pray that the Lord would bring the message through me, because it's not up to me, man. It has to be the Holy Spirit. It has to be God Almighty. So I just, if there's anything in your heart that could be hindering you, like a sin or something, just confess it. Just get it out of the way. Just get it under the blood so you guys can have open ears tonight, because I know the Lord's going to speak. And so I just ask, let's just pray. And I just ask that that you guys would pray that the Lord would speak to you personally, because I know that God is not limited. I know that God can give every single one of you a word. And we just want to trust in the Lord for that tonight, all right? Just ask the Lord that He would speak, and just pray that the Lord would save, and just that He would speak to you tonight personally. In Jesus' name, Lord, speak to us, God. Speak to them, God. Come against the resistance in Jesus' name, Lord. Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord, guys. Call on the Lord. Ask God to speak to you personally. He's alive. Come on. Lord, charge this atmosphere with your light, God. Holy Spirit, charge this atmosphere, God. Energize this atmosphere, Lord. God, speak to your children. Come on, guys, ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask for the Lord, just for the dew of heaven to drop. Ask the Lord to conquer your heart. Ask the Lord to give you a word. Ask God to change you tonight. He's a living God. He wants to move. Let's not put Him in a box. Yes, God. Oh, Lord, speak, God. Speak, Lord. You're faithful, God. Praise you for your goodness. Praise you for your faithfulness, Lord. God, praise you that you love your children, God. Praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, a prophetic word tonight for your glory, God. Oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, just come and just energize the atmosphere, Lord God. Lord, we come against the resistance in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, we come against any hindrances that can hinder any one of us here. Anything that just wants to keep us distracted, God, we come against it in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, no distractions here tonight, God. I pray that we would just be Christ-focused, God. Lord, prepare our hearts. God, I pray that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. God, I pray that you bring a prophetic nugget for every single one of us tonight, Lord. God, speak to your children, God. Get me out of the way, Lord. It's not about me, God. I'm the weakest one here. You know that, Lord. Oh, God. All right, guys. Father, we just come before you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. We take you at your promises, Lord. It is written, you have not because you ask not, Lord. You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Father, I just pray, God, you'd get me out of the way. Get Jason out of the way, Lord. God, I pray that I would disappear up here, Lord, God, that you would just take over, God. I pray for an anointing, God. I pray that you'd come upon me with power, God. I pray for that divine deliverance, God. Get rid of these nerves and this fear, Lord, God. In Jesus' name, God, I pray now, God, you would come upon me, Lord, with your power, with your authority, God, with clarity and wisdom, Lord, God. I pray that this message and the gospel would not come in word only, but in power in the Holy Spirit with full conviction, God. Lord, I just pray that you would come now tonight, Lord. I rebuke the distractions, God. Lord, I just pray that you charge this atmosphere with your Holy Spirit, God. I pray for the dew of heaven to come and saturate us tonight, Lord. Let them feel your presence. You're alive, God. We will not put you in a box in this church, God. We need you, Lord. Lord, exalt your word tonight, Lord God. Please, God, manifest it, Lord. Bring it to light, Lord. God, speak. Wake us up. Wake me up, God. Lord, God, they need to hear from you. I need to hear from you. Lord, I'm preaching to myself more than I'm even preaching to them, God. Lord, I know you got a message, but Lord, if you don't come, I can't do it in and of myself. I need you to, Lord, we need you to speak tonight, Lord. God, it's not about me. You know that, Lord. Lord, may I decrease and you increase. God, come, Lord, with fire. God, ignite me so they can see you burn, Lord. Oh, God, come, Lord. Burn your word, God. I pray you'd bring encouragement to those who need to be encouraged, God. Bring rebuke and correction for those who need that, Lord. God, bring salvation, God, to those who need it. God, please come, Lord. You got to come, Lord. You're faithful. God, remember the prayers of your children, God. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. We all call on you tonight, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. When I stand up, change me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh. All right. I'll need some water after that. All right. Well, guys, thank you guys for showing up tonight. And I'm humbled, actually, to have this opportunity to preach the word of God again. I'm humbled because I see my weaknesses. I'm humbled because I know who I am. Like when I get up and pray at night, whether it's 11 or 12 at night, and I shut the lights off and I get on my face before God and I just see my shortcomings and like I see how weak I am, you know? And I look up to my brothers like Pastor Scott and Jason and Josh and I just like, I'm like, yes, Lord, like, I understand, like, they have it together, you know what I mean? But like, the truth is none of us has it together, you know? But I'm just humbled to see, like, it's scary. I'm honestly terrified to preach the word of God, though the Lord, I know the Lord's called me to preach his word, and I would be disobedient if I didn't preach his word. But like, it's so hard for me because I see my weaknesses and I see my struggles. Like, I see like how pathetic and how weak I am. You know, and I just know that there are so many of us here that like are the same way. Like, I am very hard on myself. I'm one of those people that I'm like so hard on myself when I mess up, like we all do. Like, I'm so hard on myself, and and the enemy just likes to come and just, he likes to jump on that and just accuse me and just like insert those condemning lies into my head and make me feel like under condemnation, you know? And I know there are several of us here that struggle with that. I talked to several of you guys, you know, but we got to just the Lord has given us the sword of the Spirit. You know, the word says the enemy is going to come like a flood. But the Bible does say that God will raise a standard with every attack of the enemy and send them fleeing. Like, we have the sword of the Spirit. We must fight back when the enemy does come. We got to fight back with the sword of the Spirit. We got to quote scripture. You know, the gospel, we need to preach the gospel to ourselves. I need to preach the gospel to myself. We need to preach the words to ourselves, because the enemy will come when we do fail, and he'll try to take away our witness. You know what I mean? Or he'll try to distract us and detour us from doing God's will. The enemy is, he's very good at taking the Christian out of their zone, if you will, because of those inserts, those lies the enemy inserts in our heads. Like, he does that to all of us. You guys know what I'm talking about? But like, listen, but we need to quote the scripture. We need to preach the Bible to ourselves. You know, 1 John says, 1 John does say this. He, if any of us does sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who died for my sins, and not for my sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. You know, Jesus Christ, like it says in Hebrews, that he has once and for all perfected those who are being sanctified. Like, yeah, there's a consequence to sin, but let's get it under blood and move on. God is always ready to forgive you. But listen, I know it's so hard for us sometimes to just come before the Lord, right? Especially when you're just beat up. Like, there are those days where Jason White, like, I'm the guy up here preaching. There are those days, and there's quite a few, ask my wife, where I actually break like 20 of the 10 commandments. Like, seriously, like, I break 20 of the 10 commandments, and I don't look like a Christian. I look like I'm demon possessed. Like, one of those days, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and yeah, I know, but you know what I'm talking about? When you just feel just like you're a wreck, you know what I'm saying? You're just filthy, and the enemy's just been pouncing on you all day, inserting those thoughts. You're condemned. You're hopeless. But know this, that we are in Christ. We are hidden with God in Christ. So who's going to come and condemn Christ? You're in Christ. Think about it, but still, it's so hard for me, man. It's so hard. I'm hard on myself. It's so hard for me to just come before the Lord and just plead for his forgiveness, man, because I'm so hard on myself. And you know what? There's some of the best times. I mean, I wish I journaled. I never journal. I don't remember yesterday. The truth is that I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the best times I've ever had with God were those days where I was just a wreck, right? You know, and I go out to the beach, you know, at about 11 o'clock at night when no one's there. And I'm just barely getting out to the beach, and I'm so beat up, and I'm still so filthy, just stained, man, just condemned, just feel horrible. Like, man, and I'm going out there, you know, and I feel just so condemned. And I'm just somehow hoping that God would actually accept me back. And you know what? When I get out there, I'm like, Lord, forgive me. I'm such a